Friday now, Friday morning. Welcome in. It is Gordon Damer. Your overnight oasis has returned here on The Fan. Of course, the number you know, 888-808-1019, the telephone number. And boy, if you ever needed to see what a difference 24 hours can make, and obviously not for everybody, but last night we're on at 2 a.m. We're coming off a big Knicks Game 1 victory. The end goal is in sight. It's not over yet, but the end goal, a goal that for a lot of us at times during our fandom seemed almost impossible. The Knicks winning an NBA championship. And the thrill of watching that game one coming right down to the wire, Jalen Brunson doing Jalen Brunson things, the Knicks going into San Antonio and taking the game. Not stealing the game, taking the game, taking it because they executed down the stretch. And the thrill of that game and having the show last night and then coming on tonight and driving in, which is a whole nother story, and hearing the news about Aaron Judge. And the news is not good, man. It's not good. Now, is it the worst-case scenario? No, it's not the worst-case scenario. At least not yet. At least not yet. So in case you're just joining us, Yankees, I guess it's about an hour and a half ago, put out the news that Aaron Judge has been diagnosed with a stress fracture of the first rib on his right side. So he will now rest and have limited activity and then will be re-imaged in the next about 4 to 6 weeks to determine how much improvement he has made and what his next steps might be. And the Yankees ended it with Judge is expected to return at some point this season. I know that the Yankees put that in there. But at this point, that feels like only a hope. Because what they said doesn't sound that bad, right? Given all the alternatives that were thrown out there over the last couple of days as we were waiting for the test, and he's going to see this guy and he's going to see that guy. And the idea that, you know, thoracic outlet syndrome could be a possibility and he might be lost for the season and all that entails. And given the labor situation, who knows if there's a 2027, who knows what Aaron Judge will look like when he has stepped back onto a field, if that does turn out to be the case. But what the Yankees said, I don't think is the way that people are interpreting it. So let's go through it. Diagnosed with a stress fracture on the first rib on his right side. He will rest and then have tests in about 4 to 6 weeks to determine how much improvement he has made and what his next steps will be. So we're talking about a month to 6 weeks before we have any idea of what a timeline might even look like. This is not the type of thing where, hey, he's out 4 to 6 weeks. No, he's out at least 4 to 6 weeks. And that is when we'll determine what the next steps will be because you can't know that right now. We'll have to see how he recovers or how he heals, if he heals. It's not a foregone conclusion that in 4 to 6 weeks, when they go back in there and do another round of tests, that he will be ready for baseball activities or to ramp up or whatever the situation might be. And as bad as that seemed at the time, which didn't seem a great positive, now it's not thoracic outlet syndrome, which is the worst case scenario. Then I was reading The Athletic and Chris Kirschner, and he had the situation being that he was diagnosed with a stress fracture, first rib on his right side. He'll be reexamined in 4 to 6 weeks before the club can determine the next steps. He is expected to return for the season. But then had a line in here, where is it? It is still unknown if Judge is dealing with TOS, thoracic outlet syndrome, or if the stress fracture is the only injury. So you, I guess by that statement there, you cannot rule out that he still might have this thoracic outlet syndrome. You will only know and have a better determination in 4 to 6 weeks. So it's not the worst case scenario, at least not yet, but the worst case scenario based on that sentence, again, it is still unknown if Judge is dealing with TOS or if the stress fracture is the only injury. That to me means that the worst case scenario is still on the table, and anytime from now until 4 to 6 weeks, we might find out in a month and a half that, hey, you know what? It's not healing right, and TOS is more of a possible cause now than it was before, even though he got checked out by this guy who supposedly is the TOS expert, or at least one of them. So not the best of news for New York Yankee fans. And we have watched Aaron Judge here not kind of look right. I thought it was just a typical slump kind of thing. It's been going on for a little bit of a while, and he has not been his usual dominating self. But now we've got the message, which is he is not going to be around anytime soon. You know, there's been plenty of times over the last few years, and it's kind of been lost in the fact of now everything is judged on the postseason and Judge's struggles in the postseason over the years. But Aaron Judge has ridden to the Yankees' rescue plenty of times. And the only reason why the Yankees have gotten to the postseason a lot of times is because of the brilliance of Aaron Judge. Now this group, for the foreseeable future, because again, it's not that he will return in 4 to 6 weeks. It's only that in 4 to 6 weeks, the Yankees will have an idea of what the next step will be. And it's not as if the next step is, hey, go back out to right field and hit us some home runs. And the worst case scenario is still not off the table. Again, according to Chris Kirschner of The Athletic, it is still unknown if Judge is dealing with TOS or if the stress fracture is the only injury. He's been diagnosed with the stress fracture, but I guess that could be caused by TOS. I'm not a doctor. These are all, I'm appreciative that they cut it down to TOS so I don't have to continually fumble over thoracic outlet syndrome, which I'm sure over the course of the next 5 hours I will. Now, is this Yankee team still good enough to make the playoffs? Is there a scenario where hopefully in 4 to 6 weeks that Aaron Judge will get new imaging done and the stress fracture has healed and he's ready to ramp up baseball activities, and maybe by the time we roll around to August, Aaron Judge is back out on the field? That is the best case scenario at this point, that the Yankees are still within the playoff chase because the American League does not appear to be very good. It would seem unlikely that the Yankees are going to completely fall out of it now without Aaron Judge. Although, you know, the last time they went without Aaron Judge for a significant portion of the season, they barely finished over 500. Now, I think it's a better team now than it was then. And we're about to find out. You know, the baseball offseason, you put all the pieces together, those first third of the season, you see how you did in the offseason. The next third of the season, you're kind of evaluating where you're at and make some trades. And then that final third of the season, let's see if it's working and can we get in the postseason and make some noise. The Yankees are not going to have Aaron Judge back anytime soon, and it's up to this group to figure it out. Now, I would say, who this is a big benefit for, and it's not a benefit for the Yankees. Any team that loses their best player and arguably the best player in the sport is going to feel the ramifications of that. You know, the idea, well, you know, they'll miss him, but they should be good enough to be a playoff team. We shall see. Again, the last season that they misjudged for a significant portion of time, they did not only make the playoffs, they were barely above 500, something that the Yankees have done every single season since 1992. But now it's up to this group to kind of figure it out. And I would think that this is going to be a big benefit for whenever he is back. I would say for the Yankees at this point, before we know what the actual next step is with Aaron Judge. The first step for Aaron Judge is go rest for the next month and a half. That does not make me feel all that great. Come back in a month and a half, and we'll see how you're doing. You know, I wasn't expecting, in the words of George Costanza, a get out of here. But this is certainly not a get out of here for Yankee fans. But the beneficiary, I would think at this point, has to be Jason Dominguez. Jason Dominguez is getting closer to returning. It is time to find out once and for all whether or not Jason Dominguez, he now has a golden opportunity. There's an outfield spot available. You are going to need an outfielder, you know. Paul Goldschmidt's not going to go out there. Ben Rice is not going to go out there. Giancarlo Stanton is not going to go out there. It is now time for Jason Dominguez, when he returns, to get an everyday, pretty much spot in the line. Maybe against a tough lefty, you sit him down or whatnot. But this is a chance now for Jason Dominguez at 23 years old, and it feels like he's been around here forever. I get that. But now this is his chance to get out there every single day, and let's see it on a major league level. You know, they it looked like that Dominguez was going to get a little bit of a run here. Unfortunately, gets the injury. He's almost over the injury. So forget about going out and healing and fixing things from outside the organization. It has to be done from within the organization. And to me, Jason Dominguez is the guy that could be the beneficiary of this thing. The guy who the pressure falls on to me more immediately is Jazz Chisholm. You know, this Yankee lineup, I think, is better served and is deeper than it was a couple of years ago when Judge goes down with a toe injury and the season falls apart. But part of all the complaints that people have had about the bottom of the order, you know, you might be able to live with that a little bit more if some of the guys who you are counting on to carry the load, I don't know, carry the load. Now, Jazz has been better here in the last month, but it's time to him, you know, it's one thing to be better than what he was because he was terrible for a good stretch to open the season, but it's time for him to pick things up. And I'm not asking for 50-50, although that's what he presented before the season started, but it's time for him to get going. You know, in a free agent year, generally I expect big things on a free agent year. It's been a wildly disappointing free agent year for Jazz Chisholm so far. But he's one of those, you know, we talk about the bottom three guys between who's playing shortstop, McMahon, and who's behind the plate. The second baseman is not supposed to be in that second group. He's supposed to be in that first group with Ben Rice and Grisham. And Grisham's been better here the last month. Ben Rice has done what he's done. Goldschmidt's been good. Bellinger's having as good a season as he's had since 2019. So those guys are all good. And when Stanton gets back, hopefully he hits the ground running and doesn't hurt himself in the process. That will help lengthen the lineup. But the one guy that's there right now, again, has been better. But when you were as bad as you were to start the season as Jazz was, I don't just expect you to pick it up. I expect you to kind of make up for lost time. And Jazz has not done that as of yet. I don't look at him and say, okay, he's back now. Now, he's better. He couldn't be much worse than what he was to start the season. And he had every excuse known to man. It's cold. I don't do well when it's cold. Well, it's not cold anymore. It's like 90 degrees today. Pick it up. You know, for so many years, back in the day when Phil Jackson would spout off about this thing or that thing, Jeff Van Gundy would say, well, you know, he's got the power of 23 behind him. Meaning he's got Michael Jordan behind him, so he can say whatever he wants because Michael Jordan will back up his words and he can say any ridiculous thing he wants. The Yankees, during the regular season, a lot of times they've been covered up by 99. And 99 is not going to be there anytime soon. If he's back at all. I know that they say Judge is expected to return at some point this season. That is not exact. that's just hopeful. That's just wishful thinking, I think, at this point. Because when you say that your star player is sidelined for the next 4 to 6 weeks, he's going to rest for the next month and a half and then come back to us and we'll do a fresh round of tests and see what has changed and what's improved, if anything's improved, that's not exactly the greatest feeling in the world. That's not exactly something that you say, you know, this is just a broken bone. This is just something that, well, it takes this long to heal this. And the quote that I gave you, or the clip that I gave you from Chris Kirshner, who covers the Yankees for The Athletic, that thoracic outlet syndrome has not been ruled out as of yet. Not exactly as reassuring as you were kind of hoping. And look, is it the worst case scenario? No, it's not the worst case scenario. Worst case scenario would have been, yes, it's absolutely thoracic outlet syndrome. He's going to need to have surgery, and he's gone for the year. I don't know. On the range of things, with the information I have in real time, it doesn't feel all. It feels a whole lot closer to season over than it does, hey, 4 to 6 weeks, we'll be on the road to recovery. Because not even the Yankees can tell you that right now. And they can't even tell you that after all, and I'm not saying that they're lying, they're doing what they can. They've got the best doctors in the world, they're sending them here, they're sending them there. They want to know as badly as anybody. Their entire season hinges upon this guy returning. But after having all these days to sit and wait for some information, this is not the clear-cut road to recovery that you were hoping for. Hey, go rest for 4 to 6 weeks. In a month and a half, come back to us. We'll give you a fresh round of tests and see if anything's changed. And the big thing that we were fearing going into this of thoracic outlet syndrome, yeah, it could still be that. Color me pessimistic, but that was not the news I was hoping for.